Welcome to the Natalie Parker Studio podcast, the podcast for women artists who are ready to pursue their creative dreams so that they can thrive both in life and in business. I'm your host, Natalie Parker, artist and mentor to women creatives around the globe. In this podcast, I'll share with you the strategies, principles, and mindset that you need to build a purposeful and fulfilling creative business. If you're ready to be inspired, encouraged, and equipped to build the art business of your dreams, then you're absolutely in the right place. Let's dive in to today's episode. Well, hey there, artist, and welcome to another episode of the Natalie Parker Studio Podcast. Well, last week was a fabulous episode, and I thank you all so much for your encouragement and your positive feedback and support as I announce some major life and biz changes. So if you hadn't heard that one, go back and have a listen, because these are some changes that we are making. And today I want to talk about how you can personally navigate changes in your art business, because they're bound to happen whether you choose to make changes or whether life, as it loves to, throws you some curveballs and forces you to make some changes. So when I was thinking about this, I was thinking about people when they come and they approach their art business, right? So there's two camps you can be in. One is the definitive camp, where it's like, I know exactly what I want and don't want for my art business. You know, you may be very clear on your goals and you know the direction you want to go in. The other side, or the other extreme, could be that you know you want an art business, but you're a little bit overwhelmed because there are so many options you can go. You just kind of throw yourself in and you approach your art business strategy from the trial and error. So you like, you try to sell originals, and then, you know, you're like, oh, okay, so those sales aren't coming in. What if I offer lower price items? So you go do prints, and then you're like, well, what if I teach? And then you switch and change and you do all these different things. So while none of those paths are right or wrong, okay, I am an avid believer in having a end goal and a vision of where you want to go to, but sometimes just in life, like, there's roads and detours. The path that you have to get there, it's not a straight line. Honestly, I wish it would, because that would really help my perfectionism, but it's not. It can feel like you take 10 steps forward and 5 million steps back, or whatever. There's challenges, there's all these different things that come about. We go through seasons in our business where we're loving it and loving what we're doing, and then we might wake up the next morning and not be feeling it anymore and want to make some changes. So these feelings, these things that happen, these changes, they are really normal in your art business. So what I want to help you with today is to show you how you can successfully navigate change to be a positive experience for both you and your existing clients. Okay, so I'm going to share how I've recently navigated the change. So my experience was that, so I recently announced that we are pregnant, and we, with that, that was not the reason we were making the change, but it did force me to make some, or consider the direction of my business and what I really wanted and where I was going. So I made the decision that we were going to close the Confident Brush down on the May the 31st. We are currently doing that. We have a 12-week special running now where you can come. There's probably 11 weeks left now, depending on when you're listening to this potty. But you can come and join us for like $120. It's like $10 a week or something ridiculous. And you can get access to over 2 years worth of content, join our community, find your painting style, whatever. So it's a little plug for that if you want to do that. But that's not what I want to focus on. So with that decision, there was a lot of stuff that I had to really be conscious of. So I had, not only obviously I had to think about, you know, the financial loss, how that was going to work. I had to think about my students and how I was going to help them transition. I had to think about my workload and how that was going to change. I had to think about, you know, is this really the right thing I'm doing for my business? Am I, you know, shooting off my foot? Am I losing access to all these clients? All these kinds of questions. So when it comes to you, you might have things that come up in your business. I was just racking my brain before and trying to think of some things that you may have to navigate changes in, especially when you're earlier in your business. So the first one is you may be thinking of changing your prices. You know, that's a big, big one. And I have got plans somewhere in amongst everything right now to do a pricing workshop because, and if you want that, can you just like message me or DM me and let me know if you'd love for me to do a pricing workshop because I feel like it's a really big topic. But you may be navigating pricing changes in your business. And if you haven't put your prices up in a while, and I mean like at least if you haven't put your prices up in 12 months, then you probably need to evaluate those now, especially with inflation. And I know, you're like, yeah, but Nat, everything else is going up. You know, I don't want to be that client or that business owner who puts my prices up also. And I 100% agree with that. But at the same time, you do understand that if you haven't put your prices up in 12 months, that you're actually losing money right now, or you're not making as much profit as you was 12 months ago because supplies and everything are coming up as well. So I know it's hard to get our minds around, and as business owners we do have to navigate that pricing change. But that is also one of the benefits of being in business, is that you do have that ability to do that. And you can navigate talking to your clients and stuff about that and doing this in a beautiful process, which I'm going to share with you very soon. The other one is you may want to make some changes to your services. So what are you currently offering? You know, you might just decide and one day wake up and go, you know what, I really do not want to do commissions anymore. And I know of lots of artists who've gone through those seasons or even had periods of time where they have just chosen to pause from doing commissions. So you might want to navigate that change. It could be a navigation in the change of your style. Now, this is a kind of a big curly topic, this one. But some people do change their painting style, and there's nothing wrong with that. But sometimes you have to kind of navigate, especially if you've got an existing client base who may be coming to you for one product and you've decided you no longer want to offer that type of style. You might want to switch subject matter. Or, you know, you might want to go from realism to abstraction, which is something I have done kind of gradually. Like, my style went from realism bridal bouquets to semi-abstract, is what I kind of used to call it, to now a lot more abstract. So I've navigated that over a few seasons, so you may be in that position as well. It may be that you are navigating changes with your clients. So you may have customers that are used to buying smaller pieces from you, as an example, and suddenly you're offering bigger ones and, you know, you've got to navigate. How does that work? Or you may be working with clients in, as an example, I used to teach children workshops from my home, and I decided that I wasn't really feeling that vibe anymore. You know, I was secondary school trained. I love the teenagers because I could be sarcastic with them. And they're a lot more fun, a lot more engaging. And the quality of work was higher, which I really vibed with. And working with adults, of course. And so when I started teaching kids, although they brought so much lovely joy, my patience wasn't really there for them. And so I had to make this change of letting go the certain client pool, which was the children, which would have was bringing in a good income, and there was demand. And how was I going to navigate that and closing that part off as well? Or you may be navigating changes in your studio. So you may be currently, you know, having your studio from home like I do. And you might be thinking, you know what, it seemed like a great idea at the time, but I would love to have a studio space out of my home, which is something that I often think about now, because when you're at home, and there's pros and cons to every place where you have your studio, but when you're working from home, I'm like in my business 24/7, you know, like I walk to the kitchen and I have to walk past my studio, okay? So I'm like in there all the time, or I'm thinking about it. It's not like when I used to leave my day job of teaching, leave the school, drive home, I would, you know, be totally unplugged. So you may be navigating those changes in your studio as well. Those are just some ideas that I could have come up with. So whatever it is for you, here are five things that I've done. I've tried to put them like in sequential order to help you successfully, as best as we can. Nobody is perfect, but as successfully as you can, navigate making these changes so that it is a joyful experience for you, so that it is positive, so that it is profitable, and so that your clients and both you leave on good terms, because you don't want to burn bridges with your existing clients, okay? Because people talk, and when you're in business, one bad review, although they happen, it can be damaging, okay? We've all, you know, like how many of you use Google reviews or Yelp and go on there all the time? I never used to. I do now 100%. So if I'm looking for like new restaurants or places to buy things from, I will go to cafes to try out because I don't like bad coffee at all. I get really upset. It's actually quite hard to find good coffee in Australia. Maybe I'm just prone to New Zealand coffee, which I think is on point. But it has been hard to find good coffee in Australia. So I will look up cafes. I will go and look at their reviews and I will read them. And if they're, you know, if they're looking at around the 3.5 out of 5 stars, I'm like, yeah, that's too risky for me. You've got to be in a 4 star for me to go there. So these are really important. Okay, so how do we navigate these changes? The first thing I want you to do when you're thinking about making a change in your business is to go back to, and you know I'm going to say this, is to go back to your vision. What was the vision for your art business? And if you don't have one, you need to get one quickly. Go and listen to, I think it's one of my most downloaded podcasts, why you need a vision for your podcast, why you need a vision for your art business. I think it's like the very first episode or the second episode that I ever did. And this is what I teach my students inside the Art Business A to Z program as well. And it can be challenging, honestly, when you haven't thought about where you actually want your art business to go or what you want it to look like. So go back to your vision, because that is your overall arching purpose. That is your overall arching why as to where you're going. So this is what I did. So when I was thinking about potentially, you know, closing down the Confident Brush side, leaning more into the art business side, and also obviously my own creative practice as well, I went back to my vision and I looked at it. And my vision is to be a thriving artist and to help women creatives discover their gifts and to build their art businesses so that they can enrich their, so they can develop their gifts, but so that they can enrich their families and their communities. And I thought, okay, am I still doing that in my business? I'm like, yeah, 100%, because my artwork, it's my inspiration, it's my gift, it brings joy, it brings beauty, it shows people that it is possible to use your God-given gift and to thrive in it. And then I have the mentoring and the coaching component through this art business program, through this podcast that I do, that's helping women creatives, you know how to be encouraged, equipped, and inspired to build the art business of your dreams. You hear it in my intro. Those are my guiding words. So yes, I'm releasing the Confident Brush, which is the painting side, but I'm still focusing on my vision. So that's what I want you to go back to first. The other component is if, say for instance, that I was doing something in my business that was completely contrary to my vision. So maybe I was teaching men how to box. Okay, my husband's a boxing coach, but maybe I was, you know, teaching men how to box in my business as well. That would be completely, you know, not in line with the vision of my business. So letting go of that would be pretty, pretty easy. So go back to your vision and go back to your why, because that is going to be like the light, the beam that guides you on navigating these changes. The second thing I want you to do, and this is something I did, was I want you to take your time in making the decision. Sometimes we need to make decisions quickly, and there's a time and a place for that. But sometimes you'll know yourself better, but I tend to be a little bit rash sometimes, or hasty in my decisions. I've got a lot clearer with my gut and what is working, what and what isn't. So I do lean into that and trust it. But with this decision, I wanted to make sure that I took that time to sit and reflect on it, to make sure that it was a wise and logical business decision that I was going to make that wasn't based out of emotions. And I will 100% put my hand up and say, I can be an incredibly emotional person. So what I did was I wrote my pros and cons. I thought about it a lot. I meditated on it. I, you know, put down, you know, how is this going to work if I let go of this particular income, you know, how much income am I going to lose, and how can I make up that income or even expand that income if I offer a different service? Who am I going to upset? What's going to be the sad things that are going to happen? What are going to be the great things that happen? And I actively like have a real honest look at that list and go, okay, this is the reality of what's going to happen. Am I still comfortable making this decision? Is this the right decision for me? And I'll think about it. Like, it took me 2 or 3 months to decide that, yes, this was the right decision. Okay, so take some time, pause, pros and cons, check that it's not an emotional led thing. You know, because sometimes it can be like, say for commissions or whatever, it could just be that you are like, had a really bad experience with one person in commissions, and then you just decided, I'm never doing commissions again, and you throw, you know, throw the baby out with the bathwater or whatever. And it's only one bad experience, and all the others have been beautiful. So just double check that it's, you know, something that is a logical and a wise decision for your business. The third thing I want you to do is ask yourself why. Why are you making this decision? Is it a financial decision? So if you decided that, you know, this is not really proving, I'm spending a lot of my time and energy on doing this, and it's not as profitable as something that I actually enjoy more, that is more profitable. Is it that you have lost passion for that particular area and service of your business? And that's okay, because that can happen as well. Has the season in your life changed? Is that why you're making it? And again, there's the same thing that happened with me when I had Bubbles Art Studio here with the kids. It was I think I did it for about a couple of years. It was a decision to introduce me into the community, to support these young artists, to bring their parents into my home, to show the artwork and build my art authority in a new community as well. And that season had come to an end. Or are you just simply wanting to create space for something new? And that's okay as well. Could be that you've got too many things going on in your life and something just has to go. So find that why. Why are you making this decision? Because this is similar to your vision. This is going to be the reason, that real essential reason you come back to when you have to actually announce the change. Because that's going to be challenging. So step number 4 is to plan the best time to make the announcement. Okay, like this is where we have to do this cautiously and graciously to allow a beautiful relationship to carry on with you and your clients. Or you may be parting ways, and that's okay, but you're leaving terms on good terms. On good grounds, okay? You don't want any bad Google reviews. Sorry, I'm just grabbing a quick drink. So, plan that best time. So, I planned the best time of when I announced to my students in the Confident Brush. So, I had plans of when I was going to close it. I timed it around my maternity leave. So I had this impending deadline that was coming up. So I was I am going on maternity leave in June. So I decided I'd close it at the end of May. So that was fine. I'd made that decision. And then I was like, well, when am I going to tell my students? When's the best time? And I put myself in their position because I was like, what would my client want or what would I want? So ask yourself that. And I thought, you know, imagine if I had told them in May or May, even May the 14th, hey guys, we're closing in 2 weeks. How many people I would upset and not give them time? Because the way our membership works is that they get new content every month. And some of them are like still catching up or want to go back and work through other months. And if I hadn't given them the time, you know, just like when you cancel your Netflix subscription, right? It tells you you only have so many, so many days left. Not that I would know, but I do know. Then you go through and you binge those shows that you want and then you flip to something else. So I wanted to give them enough time. So I was like, you know what? 3 months. 12 months of notice, 3 months, 12 weeks of time is a really good time. You know, they've got that time to go back through, they've got that time to work with me and make the most of it. And I thought that that was really fair. So I announced that last week at the start of March. So that worked really well for me. So you might want to think about if you're doing a price increase. There's two ways of going about price increases, really, if that's one of the changes you're making. You can put your prices up at any time because you're the business owner and that's 100% your right. But sometimes you can actually use it as a marketing strategy and let your clients know that you're putting your prices up, and often they'll come through, especially if they've been looking at a work for a while, they will come through and grab it before that price increase goes. And it's really nice too to keep that relationship because I'll be like, oh, thank you so much for letting me know. I've been meaning to come through and buy this. I'm going to grab this now while it's at this special price. So you'll know with your clients, but give them, you know, enough time to know that those changes are going to happen. It's the same thing if you are, say you're doing commissions and you only have limited spots, you know, letting your clients know how many spots you have so they don't miss out, because often around the Christmas time you get lots of bookings and those things going on. So that's really important. But the best way to plan the best time to announce it is to put yourself in your client's shoes. The fifth thing to navigate this change really successfully in your business is to then go back and do all the, once you've announced it, is to go back and do all the admin. I mean, I know it sounds really and boring, but when I'm closing down the Confident Brush, I had to go back. I had to go look at who are my existing clients. Are there any refunds I needed to do? What are the final emails look like? You know, making that smooth transition and experience. So if you're changing your prices, it's like you have to go through, you have to stick to your guns, and you have to go through and make those pricing changes on your website. So with that said, those are my top five things for navigating the change. One is going back to your vision, okay? Getting clear if you're making a change, assessing does it align with your vision statement. The second thing is to take some time to pause, to reflect, to see if it's the right thing or if it's an emotional reaction. The third one is to ask yourself why you're making this change, because that's really important to know that, because it helps you not chicken out or get shy when you have to go and announce, which is the fourth one, to your clients that you're making these changes, and pick your announcement time at a right time for them. And then the fifth one is to go through and do all the admin, actually do the back end, actually do the changes, actually stick to your guns and do what you say you're going to do. And you know what, with all of these changes or that you may be navigating in your business, just know that everything is seasonal. You don't have to stick to something in your business forever. You can pause something in your business and you can return to it. And also know that there will be people that will get upset with the changes you make. And for me, that probably is the hardest thing, because I like everyone to be happy and I don't want to upset anyone. But even now, if people say, oh, they're really sad that this is happening, or sad that this is closing, or that you're not offering that, or why are you putting your prices up? There's also going to be people that are like, yes, it's a great idea. I'm glad. Cool, your work's so much more valuable. Why would pay that much for it? Or I'm so glad you're making this decision. You know, this is the right thing for you and your business. All this kind of stuff can happen. So you have people in both camps, but actually none of those opinions, as beautiful as they are, negative or positive, none of them really matter. What matters is you, your vision, your business? Are you aligned with where you are going, and stay focused on that? So I hope that you've enjoyed this episode. I hope that it's navigating or helping you to navigate any changes that you need to make in your business. And honestly, these principles can be used if you're making changes in your life as well. So if you've loved this episode, if you're navigating a change and want to share, you DM me or take a screenshot of this episode, tag me in at Natalie Parker Studio. I'd love to chat with you. And I will be back here next week with another episode to encourage, inspire, and equip you to build the art business of your dreams. I'll talk to you then, lovely. Okay, bye.